Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, every night here till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And we invite you to join us at philhendryshow.com for our little BSP party that we have. We have a family of backstage pass holders who watch live streaming video of the show. It starts every night at 9:15, as a matter of fact, about 9:15 Pacific time, so it's 12:15 on the East Coast. And you get some behind the scenes. It could get pretty strange. I mean, the whole sorry parade of my life is played out there. Also, you get access to all of the video on our site, all of the audio on our site, thousands of hours, over a decade's worth of audio. And hit the link on our homepage if you go visit, and you can get our free Phil Hendry podcast. The free Phil Hendry podcast twice a week is available to you there as well. Just visit us at philhendryshow.com. Chris Norton is going to join us. Mr. Norton, a 28-year-old telemarketer from Redondo Beach, California, is going to discuss with us a film that has a lot of people talking. It's a movie called 50 Shades of Grey. Have you heard about this film? Well, it's a film about a young woman and a young man, and the young man, whose name is Christian Grey, is... Now, is this a movie or is it a book? I think it's a book. It's going to be a movie, maybe. Who knows? No doubt it'll be a movie. It's a book about a young man named Christian Grey who has a relationship with a young woman that has a lot of bondage, domination, and sadomasochism. And the book is a hit with women. I don't think that comes as too much of a shock to some men. Let's talk to Chris Norton about this, because Mr. Norton has worked very, very briefly in the adult film business, is also attempting to start his own production company. You collect adult films, is that correct, Chris? Chris, you there?
Yes, Mr. Ram, right here.
Do you collect adult films?
Yes, I do. I've got probably the largest collection of adult films on the West Coast. I've got, you know, quite a few of those.
Is this a movie that you'd like to make?
I would like to make 50 Shades of Grey. I think it's a very sissy premise, and I think that it's something that, you know, you could, I mean, in the adult film business, you have to get to the action probably a little bit more fast than you would in other ways. So, but more to the point, 50 Shades of Chris, which is going to be rolled out in Redondo Beach over 4th of July weekend. It's going to be a way we can raise money for Obama and his presidential campaign.
And now, what is 50 Shades of Chris? Is that the guy?
Yeah, it's my way of raising money for President Obama, and it's a way also to allow the ladies who have been reading 50 Shades of Grey to sort of play out some of their fantasies. My own personal credentials is that I'm. You know, I'm very good looking. I don't know, you know, I'm not trying to make no big deal out of it, but I am very handsome, and a lot of women find me attractive. I've been in, you know, different scenes in some adult movies, not a lot of them, but I am very attractive, so...
All right, well, you're a handsome guy, and 50 Shades of Chris then is what?
It's going to be on 4th of July weekend, where you can come into one of two tents that we have. And for a $5 donation, you can, based upon the sort of the bondage domination, it's not quite that, you know, stringent of the movie, or the mean of the book, 50 Shades of Grey. We leave the 50 Shades of Chris print, and we call it Buy Chris.
Well, what is that exactly?
Well, I mean, we give a woman a slap on one of her buttocks and leave a we slap hard enough, leave a red handprint.
Okay, so for $5 a woman gets your red handprint on one of her ass cheeks, if you'll pardon the...
Yes, essentially that's right, yeah.
And tell me, why do you think women would be interested in that?
I think it's something you need to understand, Mr. Henry, about 50 Shades of Grey. This is a movie that's kind of come out, or I mean a book that's kind of come out that, you know, women are really, you know, they're very sexually attracted to it. They're, you know, very much into having, you know, having their cheek, you know, one of the cheeks rubbed. reddened up when they read this book. And so I felt that it would be good.
No, they're reading. Women are interested in some form of domination. Is that what you're talking about? Or discipline? Is that what it is?
Well, yeah, it is discipline. You can. Can you guys shut up for a minute? Because I'm on the radio. Can you shut up? There's. I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, but I've got some of the people that I work with. I'm just getting out of office right now. Yeah, because the discipline aspect of bondage and domination, which is featured in 50 Shades of Grey, many women find very sexual and are interested in exploring that aspect of the sex and of the sexuality. And a lot of them think it's sort of an excellent way of just discovering them, their sex, their inner sex. And I, as I mentioned, you know, I don't have no ego about it, but I am very handsome and I have slept with a lot of women, so I tend to know a little bit about women. And
Before this book came out, was this something you were aware of?
Well, yeah, I was aware of it, but you're not going to go out and do 50 Shades of Chris, or you're not going to go out and do a handprint by Chris without no reason. You know, this book gave me a good reason for it. And
is it so the promotional event is called Handprint by Chris or 50 Shades of Chris. You will smack a woman's rear end and leave a red handprint for $5.
Yes, sir, that's correct. And I think it's going to be, it's a fun time for the ladies. It is money that we can donate to President Obama if that is something that women are not, you know, politically, if they're not interested in President Obama, we can donate the money to a charity that they, you know, if they want to name a charity, we'll do that. If they want to give the money to President Romney, or not President Romney, but Senator Romney.
Governor Romney.
Governor Romney. They can do that too, but we just want to raise money for President Obama.
Okay, you're raising money for President Obama, but if they don't want it to go to President Obama, it can go to Governor.
Yeah, to the governor, yeah.
To Governor Romney.
To Governor Romney, yeah.
Why do you think that this is not a little too intimate a thing to do?
In what sense do you mean, Mr. Hamilton?
Well, I mean, having a woman, does she have to pull her pants down?
No, not necessarily. She can pull up, if women are wearing shorts, they can pull up one of the shorts, you know, they can just pull it up and just expose one of the cheeks, or, you know, you can expose both cheeks if you want, or if they wanted to. I mean, it's up to them, but we don't want to be invasive. If they want to pull their shorts down, and we'll go ahead and give her a handprint, that's, you know, you can do that too. I think what we're trying to do is take advantage of the, of how much women like the book 50 Shades of Grey and how much they want to have, you know, maybe not have it, but
you're saying that women would like to experience this world of discipline in some way, even if it means just having you smack their rear end and leaving a red handprint. Why is the red handprint important?
Women are very turned on by that. I don't know why exactly, but I think it's because a man just sort of leaves his signature on him. And I think it's something a lot of men don't understand. A lot of men think they get it, but, you know, I do. I mean, I'm not trying to talk about myself, but I just do. I just get women. And a lot of guys think they get it, but they don't. Women...
Well, what don't guys get?
I mean, a lot of guys think that means you own her. They don't want to be owned, but they do want to know that you have your signature. That you've signed, you know, that you've left your hand on the butt. And so if you smack a woman hard enough and leave the redness of your hand, women are turned on by it, and they find it to be a sexual, it's like a sexual signature, okay? It's an excellent sexual signature that they are able to say, it's exciting to see, you know, a big red hand on a cheek. And that's, I don't know, you know, it's just...
Okay, well, it sounds to me like it's probably something that's excited women long before this book came out, but what you're telling me is the book popularized it.
Well, it sort of gave women permission, yeah. It
gave women permission to go out and seek this. All right, so for $5, they can come to this Shades of Chris, 50 Shades of Chris, or Handprint by Chris?
Yeah, it's not really Handprint by Chris. It's like Ass Slap by Chris, or, you know, Ass Hand by Chris, or something like that, you know. Your kid's running around out there. I have to talk to kid's running around out there. Your kid. She's running around down there.
What's going on?
Well, I'm still at work, and we are near a mall, and one of our one of the women that works here, her kid is just running everywhere, and I wanted to, I just wanted to run right up to the kid and just like do a mock kick, like I was going to kick the kid, but everybody got pissed off at me. So.
Okay, that's not very sexy there, Chris.
You're right. I apologize, but
all right, hold the line. 877-876 Phil. Chris Norton on the line with us here. 50 Shades of Grey, the book that the book that describes a very exciting, sexually heated relationship between a man and a woman, and their bondage, domination, sadomasochistic kind of a thing. Chris is doing 50 Shades of Chris. He will smack a woman's rear end really hard and leave his red handprint on one of her buttocks for $5 for Obama or the charity of your choice. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show, and we'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Chris Norton with us. Mr. Norton is a telemarketer from Redondo Beach, California, but he's talking with us tonight about a fundraiser he'll be doing in Redondo Beach there on the beach, raising money for the Obama campaign. And this is capitalizing on the popularity of the book 50 Shades of Grey, which is a book that has taken off among women readers. They love it. It's probably going to become a movie. And it's about a relationship between a man and a woman where there's a lot of domination involved. What's the difference, Chris, you know, between domination, sadomasochism? You're talking about spanking a woman on the ass.
Right. I mean, you're not talking about giving no pain or anything.
Well, I mean, is the part of the whole thing about spanking is there's pain?
I believe that, Missouri, I think that in a woman's mind, and you have to know the woman mind, and again, I'm not trying to be egotistical or nothing, but I do know a lot. I've slept with a lot of women, you know,
All right, so you have a lot of sexual experience.
Yes, sir, I mean, I do, and you have to, when you, the woman mind, that mind is able to feel a man, you know, spanking, and it feels good. I mean, I don't know how to describe it. You know,
you're not trying to tell me that they don't feel pain.
No, I'm not trying to say that, but I think there is a sense that the sensuality of it for a woman, and I've been very, you know, kind of surprised myself at times. I've been with, you know, women, a lot of the times older women particularly want to be, you know, be spanked. Because most of their husbands are boring, or I don't know what it is, but I've had a lot of women beg me to leave my handprint. And hold on for a minute. Why don't you guys shut up? Why don't you guys shut up? Okay, I'm on. I've had a lot of men.
But you should move out of wherever it is you are, so that we can. I have this problem all the time, bud.
I know, Mister. I'm sorry. I'm just. Okay, shut up, man. Shut up. I'm on the radio on a Phil Hendry Show. So what I was saying, Mr. Hendry, is a lot of women want that, and they will, a lot of them have literally begged me and have said to me, you know, Mr. Norton, Chris, or Mr. Norton, a lot of them will say.
And what do you mean, Mr. Norton? A woman will call you Mr. Norton during sex?
Yes, sir, they do.
Why?
It's part of the domineering is of it. Where they say, oh, Mr. Norton, this and Mr. Norton, that. I mean, I've had women who are 20 years older than me say, Mr. Norton, can you, you know, or Mr. Norton, you know, I beg you to please leave your handprint. And
So this red handprint thing is absolutely a specific request of women.
Yes, and it is something that I don't think a lot of men are aware of it because of the sex, you know. And,
all right, 877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray joining us from Santa Monica tonight to get in on some of the questioning. Margaret, go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much, Phil. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Chris, you and I don't know each other, but I did run into you at the Phil Henry Studios one afternoon. You were coming in for, an interview, and I was talking with Phil. I don't think we were introduced, but I did get fairly close to you. Now, you are very handsome, but I will say to you, and I'll say to the women right now, that are listening to this broadcast, that I got a whiff of your body odor, and it was gamey. It smelled of underwear. It smelled as if you hadn't changed your underwear. Do you want to comment to all the women that think you're sexy and who have the sex with you, as you put it? Any comment?
Wow.
Well, first of all, here's my comment. You apparently don't know women too good.
Excuse me, I am a woman.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is, ma'am, I know what women like, and my scent, I have over the years, I've been very carefully, mixing and mingling it.
Okay. What does that mean, mixing and mingling it?
I didn't hear you because my date for the night. Hey, excuse me, would you shut up? I'll meet you next door. I'll meet you at the Pelican. I'll meet you at Pelican.
You just told a woman to shut up, huh?
Oh, my God.
Yes, I did, and she's going to meet me at the Pelican, and she'll be there, and she'll have her mouth shut. what?
Well, Phil, this is the point. I met this man, and he stunk. You literally did stink. And I wondered if you had any comment to the women that will come out, if any show up, to have your handprint. You know something? Just to call your bluff, I think I'm going to go out there. I think I'll be there, and I'll go ahead and call your bluff. I'll give you your $5, and let's see if you can, I'll put my money where my mouth is. Let's see if you can cut through.
I can assure you, ma'am, that if you want my red handprint on a cheek, that I'll leave it there, and I will...
Will you make it into a welt? Will it be a hand-shaped welt? Do you understand what I mean by welt?
Not really.
When she says a welt, are you talking about him hitting you so hard?
Hitting me so hard that it raises the skin, it swells the skin up.
Yeah, I can do that. You mean a hand-shaped, like, swolled it up?
Yes, hand-shaped, swolled it up. Oh, God, you're stupid, and you smell. And yet I want you to slap me so hard, and I've even picked out which cheek of my ass. Isn't that unbelievable?
Well, it is, sort of.
I mean, I'm sitting here amazed at myself. I really am.
I'm not really surprised because that's the way a lot of women react to me.
Yeah, but you haven't answered my question. What do you say to women when they show up? If they show up, I may be the only one.
You know what, Miss Gray?
Oh, hold on, I'm not done yet. What do you say to women if they show up and the stink that comes off of you hits their nostrils? What would you say?
As I say, Ms. Gray, I have carefully cultivated the scent of me. And
what does that mean, that you've cultivated it?
Women are attracted to a certain level of BO. It's not, it's not, they don't like it, rank. But, gamey, I think you use words, Gray, they find, the gaminess of it, they will find, the sense of it. And
well, I can tell you right now, you stink like an animal. You really do. You stink like an animal. And I wonder, I really do wonder, Phil, how often he changes his underwear.
I've changed my underwear like once in a week because I do know that women enjoy the game. I don't know how to say it.
You're telling me women like a foul-smelling man.
To a point, yes, sir. Because it smells like the manhood. See, women find it very sassy. They find the sass, and most of the sass and the sexual energy comes from the manhood. And if your manhood can stink to just a halfway point,
Well, I will say that. You smell so horrible that it's as if it's a controlled kind of horror. And I don't know.
I got to ask you something, Margaret, right now.
Be very careful. Have a care, Phil, in what you ask me.
Well, I'm going to have to ask you the question because you said you're going to go out there.
I do not find him sexy. No, I don't. I'm anticipating your question. How dare you ask me that question?
I guess I didn't.
Good.
All right. Well, can you hang on?
I just think that this...
Yeah, hang on. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Chris Norton, who's going to have Handprint by Chris or 50 Shades of Chris. For $5, if you come out there on the 4th of July, he'll smack your rear end with his hand and leave a raised red hand-shaped welt on your ass for $5, ladies. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Be right back.
Phil Hendry.
I'm in love.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877, excuse me, I didn't mean to come blasting into your ears, folks. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're speaking with Chris Norton this hour. Chris is a 28-year-old telemarketer from Redondo Beach, California, but he is raising money for President Obama, or if you don't want to donate to President Obama, he will donate it to Governor Romney. And if either one of those choices is not to your liking, he will simply give the money to the charity of your choice by a $5 donation. And what you pay for is Mr. Norton slapping you on, and I'm speaking of ladies here, slapping you on your rear end. We also have Margaret Gray on the line with us, who is calling in from Santa Monica. And Margaret, you were making the point earlier that you have met Chris. Let's start off with you, Chris, if you don't mind. You say that you're a sexy guy. I have no reason to doubt you. The women are attracted to you and that they will pay money to come and watch you, to come and have you slap their ass. Is that all true?
Mr. Henry, I'm awfully sorry. Would you tell your brat? I mean, I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, but I'm supposed to have cocktails with this this one woman from where I work who had been asked. She asked me for a cocktail. And that's fine, but she has her kid.
Some women have to take care of their children. You know that?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Margaret Gray. Oh, my God. I've never allowed a man to talk to me this way and stayed on the phone with him.
You know, well, that's the thing that I also want to ask you, Margaret. You are going to go out there and pay to have this guy raise a red welt on your ass.
And if you don't mind, I don't like that word. Butt or bottom is fine.
Well, I mean, Miss Gray, this is Chris Norton.
Yes.
I am going to smack your cheek as hard as I can. I mean, you want $5 worth, right?
Every penny.
Well, then I am going to.
What is so funny about that?
Because of the Dirty Harry line that Mr. Henry is always talking about, you know, where the guy says...
That was a scene where a man had his face pulverized. I don't want my butt cheek pulverized, but yes, I want every penny's worth of a $5 swat on the cheek of my rear end.
Now, Margaret, you know, you've just gotten done saying that Mr. Norton, who you have met, smells.
He stinks like you smell like a cat box. He really does.
As I said, Miss Gray, women find that attractive.
Are you telling me what women find attractive? I just want to be clear. Are you telling me what women find attractive?
Is he wrong?
No, he's not wrong, but I don't like him telling me.
I'm just saying that women do enjoy the gaminess of it.
Excuse me, once again, you are butting in.
Well, I'd like to hear his story. So you only change your underwear once a week. How often do you change your shirt? How often do you shower? Just how bad do you smell, man? And at what point... do women finally say to you, you know what, you've gone over the line from gamey or whatever the hell that is to you just stink?
I've never reached that point. I have, as I've said to you, Mr. Henry, I'm not like most guys who just will stink it out because they haven't showered or they don't have any kind of personal hygiene. I'm conscious of the sexual energy of the gay, of how the stank. I mean, you've heard of the term stank. Have you, Mr. Henry?
Yes.
Okay, that's what stank is.
Excuse me, no, stank is not stank. Are you saying that stank is sexual stink?
Yes, I am.
Well, I beg to differ.
Can I, just asking him for a minute, Margaret, we'll get to you in a moment, okay?
I beg to differ, though.
No, I'm telling you that stank is ideally what a sexual man smells like who stinks. You've got the stank. The other thing is that I have developed a dance routine, as I think I had demonstrated on your show one time.
Yes, you demonstrated a dance routine one time.
Okay, yeah, I demonstrated a dance routine one time, and I've developed a new song that I want to show you, because what happens is when you develop a stank...
Why don't you just shut up and do the dance?
Excuse me, Margaret, can I run my own show?
Well, I just think he's talking too much.
Can I run my own show? Do you mind? Go ahead, Chris.
I was just going to say, Mr. Henry, when you develop a stink or a stank and you smell like underwear and you you smack a woman on her rear end and you make a big red handprint, you are three-quarters of the way there. The next step, of course, is to develop some kind of sexual moves. Let's say she asks you to go to the icebox and get her one of them cappuccinos from Starbucks or something like that. You can move away from the bed. Let's see if I can do this right. Here. You can move away from the bed. Yeah. And just do a step, you know, just do a country step as you're moving away from the bed. So you only have on a little tiny piece of underwear. A lot of times you just put a slip on a little panty underwear. You know what I mean, Mr. Henry?
No, I don't.
I do. I know what you're talking about, the briefs.
Yeah, and as I'm kind of moving away from the bed, and I turn around, I look at her with the red handprint.
You go with me.
And you just kind of do, you know.
If we roll down streets of fire.
What, is this song playing?
Yeah.
Would you hold on to me tighter?
Oh, God.
As the summer sun got
Yeah,
higher.
You like this, huh?
I like Josh Turner, and I like the idea of you in brief underwear, but I hate myself for it.
Go with me.
Okay, can you tell me what's going on here?
What?
What is going on at this point of the song?
Oh, okay, so I'm kind of, what you're doing is you're shaking your butt. Closer, you know.
Until the trip
yeah.
is over.
Yeah. See, this is a really sexy song, and this is a good song to redden her. I hate to say it, but this is a good song to paint the cheek, is what we call it.
And would you take it and make me the head?
Right there, Mr. Henry. Did you hear that line?
Wait, hold on. Turn the music off, bud, before I commit homicide. Turn it off right now. I want to get control over this show.
I apologize, Mr. Renner. I gave him the direction.
Yeah, first of all, I don't want any more guests giving directions on music on this show. Either the guests bring their own music and play it from their home or wherever they're calling us, or they don't get any music. I'm not yelling at you, Chris. I'm talking to my engineer, my on-site engineer. I'm not yelling at you, Dan. I'm yelling at Bud.
Yell at me, Dan.
He knows that.
Well, I mean, Mr. Renner, all he's trying to do is demonstrate to you the what I call cheek painting.
Okay, cheek painting is what? When you smack a woman's rear end?
Oh, my God, a women's rear end. He said when he smacks a woman's rear end and reddens it up real good. Is that right, Chris?
That's right. That's what I'm going to do to your butt.
Oh!
When you come over to my...
Okay, you two can get together later on. Now, number two question. What did you want to say about this song?
This song is... essentially a cheek painting song, because on that one line, I don't know if you heard him, Mr. Henry, he goes, if I gave you my hand, what he's saying is, if I reddened up your bottom cheek, or I mean one of them, you know, understand, Mr. Henry, when we say cheek, I'm not talking about face cheek.
No, I understand that.
God, we sound all irritated for it.
Because I'm trying to get to the point here, man. You guys sound like I'm in the middle of a nut house. You're playing this song, and I don't know what it means.
I was telling you, once you've done the cheek painting...
Yeah, but you're talking about being in bed with a woman. That's not what's going to happen on the 4th of July, is it?
Well, with any luck for some of these sluts, not for me.
No, that's not what's going to happen. I'm going to... I guess I was saying, in terms of cheek painting, you know, butt painting.
Will you talk... What is cheek painting?
When you redden up a woman's ass.
Okay, fine. Just say when you spank her ass. How about that? Is that going to be breaking some law or breaking some rule? Can we just talk about spanking?
Yeah, whatever turns you on, Daddy.
Hey, you give me some of that Daddy, man. I'll knock your freaking teeth down your throat, okay?
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be funny.
Yo, well, you ain't.
Oh, my God, Phil. That was very It was almost exciting listening to you threaten him.
Okay, I don't mean to threaten you. Would you just go back to the beginning here, okay? So Josh Turner is the song, and you say that this song is about spanking a woman's ass? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
That's exactly what the song's about.
I thought it was about, you know, him taking her...
Yeah, it's him taking her to Ass Bank Land. Here it is.
Oh, God.
So after you have reddened her cheeks... Then you're getting up to go to the bathroom, or she asks you to go to the ice box to get her a yogurt or something because she's now self-conscious about how big her butt is.
Uh-huh.
So now you get up, and you're wearing these little brief bikini bottom pant, you know, underwear, and you already smell like a goat.
Would you go with me?
And you're kind of moving your butt back and forth. So you're doing...
If we roll down streets of fire.
You're kind of doing like a high noon walk. You know what I mean, Mr. Henry? Kind of doing a bull-legged stroll.
As the summer sun got high.
Yeah. We'd roll from town to town.
And never shut
your butt wouldn't be bright. You know, something like that. Okay. Now here it is. Right here.
Go with me.
If I gave you my hand.
No, this is not the part.
Oh, yeah. This is him. This is how you soften a woman up to get her ready.
To have her ass spanked.
Yes.
Until the trip was over.
Oh, God, I'm terribly excited by this, and I'm ashamed of myself.
Of course. Right here. Okay.
Dude. If I gave you my hand and I reddened the cheek of your ass.
Okay.
Yeah, I sent over that song for kind of wanting me to play it.
I don't care if he sent over the song. If I gave you my hand and I reddened your ass.
But that ain't even the song.
I had to tell him that I'm going into a break. I'm not hanging up on them or anything.
Oh, Miss Gray, he's not hanging up on you. No, Miss Gray. Oh, is this Mr. Gray? Are you the guy that dances?
Will you just talk to the guy? What's his name? Norton and Gray. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-7445. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Chris Norton and Margaret Gray and 50 Shades of Chris, or Handprint by Chris, right after this, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Chris Norton is with us here from the 50 Shades of Chris promotion. And women, $5, get to have one of their ass cheeks spanked by Chris. You leave a red handprint, right?
That's correct, Mr. Ring.
And this dance that you were doing to Josh Turner's Would You Go With Me, what's that about?
Probably helpful tip I can give men to be more sexual in terms of if you're going to redden your wife's, excuse me for using the language, but if you want to redden up your wife's ass, then you've got to kind of get into a groove. I have cultivated, as I told you, I cultivated stank. And
yeah, well, this is a whole thing that I don't get. Well, you're talking about you smell. And
yes, sir, I do.
Phil, believe me, I've been near this man, and you stink like an open grave. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do, ma'am.
And yet that doesn't offend him.
Well, you said that you almost find it exciting.
I find the idea that he won't bathe for a woman. In other words, women are bored by men that get all primped up for them. But it's exciting for a woman to think that a man will come to her house to take her... This is going to sound crazy, Phil. There is something terribly exciting about a man coming to your house, stinking like a cat box, who takes you to McDonald's for dinner, gives you about 5 minutes to eat it, and then drags you into the bedroom. It's the most insulting and degrading way to be treated, and yet it is thrilling.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, I don't endorse it at all. It's degrading to find it exciting, but it is.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over here to Jason. Jason, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, buddy.
You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if this guy and this girl was for real. I've been married.
That's a good question. Are you for real?
I'm for real. I don't know what the guy is. Well, how do you mean for real, sir?
Well, I have never. I'm 37 years old, and I've never met a woman that liked to smell my ass or, you know, anything
else. You know what you're doing. I mean, you got to know how to cultivate the raw stank. You know, that's all I'm trying to say.
I think you're all wrong on sexuality. Your mind.
You don't know about you don't think women enjoy. If I'm not saying you stink like butt smell. I don't mean that. I mean more like crotch smell.
Okay, you know what? I think we've gotten about as graphic as we can get.
I'm going to tell you what. I work hard about 16 to 15 hours a day, and when I come home, yeah, my wife likes the smell of a little bit of body odor, but she ain't talking about...
Oh, God, it's thrilling. Oh, my God, that is thrilling.
But that's the smell of hard day's work. I'm not talking about 4 or 5 days not changing my underwear like you are. That's disgusting, dude. And you're giving men out there a bad name talking all the crap you're talking like that.
What are you talking? I mean, all I'm trying to say is that women like the smell of a man. Would you disagree that women like the smell of a man? Women do want to smell a man, right?
Yeah, they women do. Does want to smell a man, yeah, but they also appreciate the smell of a man coming out of the shower with a good cologne on. And
how about that?
Well, I mean, yeah, but any guy can go in the shower and put on the perfume water and all that. I'm talking about the raw stank.
You know, you're talking about not changing your drawers for 4 or 5 days, buddy.
Yes, sir. If you keep your underwear on for a good 4 day stretch, no longer, it's going to have the same. It'll have a ripeness to it. Yeah.
Margaret, you're a woman. What about it?
I agree with the man, this gentleman, Jason. He's absolutely right. I think there is such a thing as a gamey scent that a man has after he's been out working. But do I want the man to press my face into the crack of his rear end? I'm sorry to have to put it that way. No, I do not.
I'm not trying to press no.
But that's what it feels like when you're doing that. Now, do I want a man to slap my ass as hard as he can, even to the point where it draws blood? Maybe. Maybe I do. But that's between me and the animal that I have so hired for the evening.
Well, what about you, sir? That's what I'm trying to say.
No, you aren't trying to say anything like that. Both of these people have disagreed with you, Chris. When you say that you...
That man agrees with me. He said that...
He said that a woman doesn't mind the smell of a hard day's work, but she doesn't, you know, not the underwear thing.
Work, not 4 days of hard work, or 4 days of sitting on your ass playing video games. Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's the part you're missing out on.
There's a difference between a hard day's work smell and swamp ass for 4 or 5 days. Yeah.
But I mean, if you do, like, for instance, my girlfriend had a girlfriend last year, and that's pretty much what I did do. I mean, I sat and I played video games because she didn't want me to do nothing else, okay? So I would probably get about 3 days of smell in the underwear, and I swear to God, it was on, you know, when she got home.
Oh, come on, man. Who's buying that?
Yeah, there ain't nobody out here on the road buying that, buddy. You're out of your mind.
Get out of here. I mean...
She didn't want you to work. She wanted you to stay home and play video games, and you get a good 3 day stink going in that underwear, and she thought it was just game on, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you guys may not believe me, but...
Did she have a sense of smell, or was it knocked out by some childhood accident?
That's real funny, you know? I mean, here's the whole thing, what I'm trying to say. Okay, fine, you know, but... with all due respect to the man, I mean, how do I know, sir, that when I open my booth up on Saturday at the 4th of July festivities and I'm putting handprints on a chick on a buttock, that one of the ladies there isn't your wife? And
don't get personal, okay?
Nah, you're getting crazy there. You're talking to me all wrong.
I ain't trying to disrespect you. I'm saying just for the money for Obama.
Oh, yeah, no, you're disrespecting him, all right.
Yeah, you're right about that.
There's a lot of,
hey, yeah, you're going to get a guy beating your ass. All right, thank you very much, Jason, and safe travels to you, sir. Safe travels.
All right.
Thanks a lot. 877-876-PHIL. That guy was very polite with you. He could have...
Could have what? What is he going to do?
That man wanted to beat you up because you were talking about putting a big red handprint on his wife's cheek. On the cheek of the... Frank, hold on for a minute, Phil. Let's get Frank.
Oh.
Think about me going to Redondo Beach on the 4th of July and having Chris Norton spank my ass so hard that a big, bright red handprint appears.
Will the flesh be raised up?
Yes, it'll be swollen.
Yes, sir. I'm totally in favor of it. As long as she doesn't draw any blood. Who are you talking about, she?
He has gender confusion. As long as he doesn't really get blood?
Yeah, as long as she doesn't... If she doesn't slap his ass so hard that... Is Henry there? Where's Henry?
I'm right here, Frank.
How you doing, young man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm better than Custer. Look, if she's giving out red handprints... Talk about she. My name's Chris Norton, okay? I don't give a damn if you're George Washington. If you put a hand on his ass and you create a bloody mess, then she, meaning my son...
Get out of here, will you, all of you?
Oh, Phil, this started out so well. It's-